So, of course, Adele has made headlines for her songs in which she sings about heartbreak, but now she's found love, has even had a child. Is she going to walk down the aisle anytime soon? Life and Style Weekly Recap of the Week that was. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi, when might Adele get hitched?
We are hearing very soon, actually, that she is planning to head down the aisle in July. And what's super fun about this wedding is that it's going to be a 50s theme, and it is going to be near her home in Sussex.
All right, you think Adele's a bridezilla or no, Jordy?
She seems pretty low-key, and she already has the baby and the man, so I think it'll just be a really fun night, and we're hearing that she's just going to have a lot of comfort food and going to be enjoying the time with her son, Angelo.
50s themed, is it going to be a huge wedding or a small intimate ceremony?
You know Adele, she's very private, so I'm going to guess intimate.
Gotcha. All right, Life and Style Weekly reporting about it. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi here on The Ralphie Show. Let's switch gears to Britney Spears dropping the L word after like 2 months to her boyfriend, which I don't know. I think that's kind of quick, but to each their own. Now, though, they might be moving in together. What's going on here?
That is what we are hearing. Sources tell Life and Style that Britney is moving to Vegas and she is planning on having David move in with her. So he will be there for the duration of her big performance there.
What does this guy do that he can just drop everything and move to Vegas with her?
I'm pretty sure Britney's taking care of him.
All right, that's cool. But it's like, if it doesn't work out, and Britney has had some okay, I guess, track records when it comes to relationships, but whatever.
Kevin Federline's doing just fine. Let's remember that.
That's like two kids later, but yeah, I good point though. Good point nonetheless. All right, wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Amanda Bynes is just a hot mess all around, anywhere she goes, but it seems like especially in New York City, she's always spotted somewhere doing something weird.
Yes, it has been quite the story to follow. It changes pretty much every minute, not even every day, every single minute. What's sad though is that it doesn't seem like anyone can really save Amanda. Her parents have kind of given up. They still live on the West Coast, and now she's just stuck running amok around New York.
She's crazier than Lindsay Lohan, if you can imagine that.
Yeah, I think so. I think it goes beyond the Lindsay Lohan days, and unfortunately, she probably has some mental illness. Psychologists have told us that, you know, they don't think she's in her right mind, so until she gets help, it doesn't seem like it's going to stop anytime soon.
Hope she does soon, for her sake and for her friends and family's sake as well. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.